Books on Tape presents Lake in the Clouds by Sarah Donati, read by Kate Redding. New York Daily Advertiser, April 6, 1802. Runaway for the second time, a slight-built, dark-skinned Negro named Demetrius, the property of the Honorable Henry Cook, Esquire. A very likely young fellow, about 20 years old, has a remarkable swing in his walk, with a surprising knack of gaining the good graces of almost everybody who will listen to his bewitching and deceitful tongue, which seldom speaks the truth. From his ingenuity he is capable of doing almost any sort of business, and for some years past has been chiefly employed as a cobbler, a stonemason, and a miller, as occasion required, one of which trades I imagine he will, in the character of a free man, profess. Whoever delivers said valuable Negro to his rightful owner shall receive a reward, besides all reasonable charges. The bounty hunter Micah Cobb has tracked, captured, and brought to justice many escaped Negroes, among them Virginia's violent and savage Captain of the Swamp and his band of maroon thieves and murderers. Likewise can he return to you runaway or stolen property. Both thy bondmen and thy bondmaids shall be of the heathen that are round about you, and ye shall take them as an inheritance for your children after you, to inherit them for a possession. They shall be your bondmen forever. Leviticus 25. Rates upon inquiry at the Bull's Head on the Bowery. Runaway from the subscriber. William Brown, an indented apprentice, uncommon tall and fair, speaks a broken English. All persons, especially masters of vessels bound for German-speaking ports, are forbid harboring said William upon penalty of law. Whoever will return the runaway to the subscriber.